Jack and Annie left the front porch and stepped lightly over the wet grass of their front yard. They hurried up the sidewalk and crossed the street into the Frog Creek woods. As they walked between the dark trees, the purple-blue sky overhead was growing lighter. Birdsong filled the woods.
"I wonder where we'll go today," said Jack.
"And what will be the secret of greatness that makes the Ring of Truth glow?" Annie said.
Then she began to speak in a dramatic voice, like a TV announcer.
"What amazing person will Jack and Annie meet today?"
Jack laughed, then spoke dramatically too.
"And when will they sniff the mist gathered at first light on the first day of the new moon on the Isle of Avalon?"
"And when they do, what great talent will they choose for themselves?" said Annie.
Jack laughed again and shook his head.
"Our lives are kind of crazy," said Annie.
"You think?" said Jack. The chorus of birds grew louder as the pale gold of dawn filtered down through the trees. When Jack and Annie came to the tallest oak in the woods, they looked up into the branches. The magic treehouse was outlined against the sky. Without a word, Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed. Jack and Annie climbed into the shadowy treehouse. A ray of sunlight slanted through a window. It shone directly on a sheet of paper lying on the wooden floor. On the paper, Jack had written the secrets of greatness they had learned on their last three missions. Humility, hard work, meaning, and purpose. A gold ring, a tiny bottle, and a yellowed scroll lay next to the paper. Jack picked up the scroll, unrolled it, and read aloud.
"Dear Jack and Annie, I hope you enjoyed traveling to Egypt and learning the third secret of greatness from Florence Nightingale. Now you must learn the fourth from one of the finest athletes of all time, Pele the Great."
"Pele the Great?" said Jack. "He was a brilliant soccer player from Brazil."
"I know. Coach Gooney told us all about him," said Annie.
"This is so cool," said Jack.
"Wait," said Annie, "there's more. When you complete your mission, please come to Camelot before you return home. M."
"So we're going to Camelot?" said Jack.
"Yep," said Annie.
"And I wonder if we're going to Brazil, too."
She and Jack looked around the treehouse for a book that would help them on their journey.
"There," said Annie.
She picked up a pamphlet lying in a shadowy corner.
"I don't believe it."
"What, what?" said Jack.
"Look."
Annie handed him the pamphlet.
"The World Cup," said Jack. "That's the biggest sports event on the planet."
"I know," said Annie.
"Look, it's in Mexico. I've always wanted to go to Mexico."
When she opened the pamphlet, she gasped.
"And look what Merlin gave us."
She held up two purple tickets.
"Mexico, 70 final?" said Jack, reading a ticket.
"There are lots of games during the World Cup, but there's only one final."
"Thank you, Merlin," said Annie with a laugh.
"So Pele must be playing in the final," Jack said.
"Yep."
Annie shoved their tickets in her back pocket.
"Don't forget this," said Jack.
He grabbed the small bottle lying on the floor and held it up to the sunlight. Sparkling mist swirled inside.
"Mist gathered at first light on the first day of the new moon on the Isle of Avalon," Jack said.
Whenever he and Annie breathed in the mist and made a wish, they'd magically had a great talent for 1 hour. Jack tucked the bottle into his backpack. Annie picked up the gold ring from the floor.
"And here's the Ring of Truth," she said. "You get to wear it this time. Just make sure to keep your eye on it when we're with Pele."
"Don't worry," said Jack as he slipped the ring onto his finger.
The Ring of Truth would shine with a fiery light when they discovered the fourth secret of greatness.
"Let's go," said Annie.
I still can't believe we're actually headed to Mexico to a final World Cup soccer game to meet Pele the Great, Jack said. I mean, seriously?
Seriously, said Annie.
Jack pointed at the cover of their program.
I seriously wish we could go to Mexico City, 1970.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.